Report, Biden admin weighing military options for Ukraine deployment. By Wendell Hussebo on January 24, 2022. Anonymous alleged officials told CNN that the Biden administration is reportedly finalizing options for a Baltic and Eastern Europe troop deployment to deter Russian aggression towards Ukraine. CNN claims Biden is determining which military units to deploy in the Baltics and Eastern Europe, CNN reported. Biden administration now in final stages of identifying specific military units to send to Eastern Europe to deter Russia, Barbara Starr claimed, citing anonymous officials. Next steps likely to be prep orders and then deployment orders once final decision, several U.S. officials tell CNN. After identifying which military units to deploy, the following measures will reportedly include preparation orders and then, if Biden chooses, deployment. Over the weekend, the U.S. sent lethal aid to Ukraine and deployed the USS Harry S. Truman aircraft carrier to the Mediterranean. NATO has also deployed ships and fighter jets to Eastern Europe. The U.S. State Department also authorized the departure of U.S. embassy employees in Ukraine and has ordered their family members to leave the country. Biden's pending decision to send troops to defend Ukraine's borders from Russian aggression comes as Ukraine has not asked for troop deployments. But with Biden's approval rating pegged at 33% amid 40-year high inflation, a southern border crisis, and coronavirus resurgence, Biden has seemingly pivoted to matters abroad. Last week, Biden told the world he may ignore a minor incursion from Russia into Ukraine and predicted Russian President Vladimir Putin would invade Ukraine. "He will move in, he has to do something," Biden stated before White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki contradicted Biden's opinion in an official statement. Former Trump aide Sam Nunberg told Breitbart News on Saturday that Biden has basically permitted Putin to invade Ukraine because the Ukrainian energy company Burisma quit bribing him after Donald Trump won the White House in 2016. Hunter Biden was paid by Burisma $80,000 a month to simply sit on the board, Nunberg said. Fortune 500 companies don't pay $80,000 a month to board members. They were under an investigation by an investigator who was really someone non-corruptible about all these bribery deals that Burisma was doing. And you know Joe Biden says and takes credit for getting, as VP, that investigator fired in return for a loan from the U.S. government, Nunberg continued. Now, what happens when Donald Trump wins the election in 2016? They cut Hunter Biden's fee per month in half and then, eventually, they cut him off. Biden's pivot towards matters abroad included reports that indicated Putin was planning a coup to replace the Ukrainian president with a pro-Russian leader. Current Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is a former comedian who played the president in a popular sitcom. Elected amid popular disillusion with predecessor Petro Poroshenko's failure to contain Russian military action towards Ukraine, Zelensky's election stripped Ukraine's entrenched oligarchy of significant political power. The president has largely kept his promise to meaningfully resist Russian influence in the country. Biden has reportedly attempted to involve Germany in deterring Russia, though Germany has ignored Biden's request. Germany, a NATO member, has greatly added to tensions in the region by signing up to build the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which will grant Russia unfettered access to the Western European natural gas market and, Moscow hopes, greatly enrich it. Germany is embracing Russia's Nord Stream 2 for its energy sourcing, the New York Post reported. In the process, Germany will bypass Ukraine in getting its gas, threatening that nation's economy and leverage. The Russian government denies that is engaging in any aggression against Ukraine. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter and get her at Wendell Hussebo.